This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It has come to our attention.
Ooh, has it ever?
On this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened earlier today where we found out that Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom hates birds. Mm. And he doesn't just hate birds.
Yeah.
He hates.
With a vengeance.
Oh, my God.
It's not all
he
birds.
He actually literally said in the office that if he could kill all of them, he would.
I told Matt Pajeski, hey, you better get the dump button ready because
I am
going to
be good.
I'm ready.
I'm going to be good.
Yeah, so what's your...
What's my problem? My problem is,
what have birds done to you?
Well, I'll tell you. This has happened a number of times in my life, but right now it's happening in Soulard.
Well, hold on real quick. Is this the three good things or
no.
is this
three bad things? New segment.
No, this is a totally separate topic that I just have to get off my chest because I feel like there's got to be other people that feel the same way that I do. I know there are. So I live in Soulard, and in the springtime, the birds come out. I feel like they keep coming out earlier and earlier. And in particular, the robin is the one that makes the most noise. The thing is really loud. And I have one that perches right outside my window. And it is agonizing when at like 1:30 in the morning, and I got to get up at 4, the bird is out already singing.
1:30?
That's the middle of the night.
It's exactly what I'm saying.
Does the bird know that?
I think the bird's an alcoholic. He's up that early.
So I was last night, just as an example, I would say it was about 10 o'clock. And man, it's so quiet out there. And then sure enough, 1:32 rolls around. Here they come. They just flock. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I hate that sound. And they're so loud. I don't understand. And they never stop. This is what I don't understand. They talk for hours and hours and hours, and I know it's breeding season and whatnot, but what in the hell are they talking about for those many hours?
Why do they wake up at 1?
I don't think it's funny at all.
Hysterical.
Well, I'm just trying. Like, I thought it would be 5 in the morning. That's when these birds would wake
up. That's what there's. Yeah. Exactly. But it's getting earlier and earlier, and there's probably some scientific explanation that we're pushing them out of their habitat or something. I don't know. But
it's
what if you have a broken bird?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Climate change could be an issue. But I put a fan on, and I can still hear that thing.
Yeah. If you could choose like to lose a few more icebergs and the bird would go away, would you make that trade?
That's a good question. Absolutely.
The old climate change, would you rather?
Well, it's not gonna, climate change, not going to kill the birds. Just going to make them start singing earlier in the year.
I have fantasies about killing the bird.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So when
I don't want him to exist anymore. I don't like listening to this. It's very, very aggravating. It ruins my sleep, and it's so loud. It's not like most of the other birds I'm fine with. You hear them off in the distance. They're fine. That doesn't bother me. It's the one bird that gets right up next to my window and is so loud that I can't sleep.
Can you put something stinky on your branches?
Stinky?
Like, there's deer spray that smells so bad. Anyone listening who has smelled that deer spray, it smells like death. It is the worst. It's nauseating. But what if you sprayed something stinky on the branches?
He gets up on top of the utility pole. I can't do anything. I mean, there's really nothing I can do.
Catch it. Catch it and bring it to your neighbor's yard.
What's he going to catch it with?
A net.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds really easy. Net? To just grab a net and a robin that can fly away. My friend tried to push away a bird outside her window.
Like with his foot?
She guided the bird down the street. And then the bird would just land and then go back in the same direction. They are so territorial. That's what I read, is that that's what they're doing. They're protecting their territory, and they know exactly where it is. And she's like, well, maybe I can drive him like 30 miles from here. And I'm like, yeah, before you get back, that bird will be in the exact same spot. Because they can fly fast, and they know there's territory.
How many miles do you think you'd have to drive the bird before it had a little trouble getting back?
Yeah, I told her Alaska would be a good option.
That's
so
pretty
maybe
far.
You give him a couple days. This is not a joke. I guarantee you, if you ask people to text or call, that there are people that have the same issue. And it's just so aggravating.
314-436-7900. Do you have the same issue, or do you think spraying something like stinky on the branches or another solution would work?
So a couple of texters have already suggested you get a BB gun. But here's robin is up high, you don't want to shoot up toward it because it'll come down and hit somebody in the eye somewhere else.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
I don't want to shoot anything.
But how about this option?
Okay.
Buy a plastic hawk. That is according to the text line.
Oh, okay. That's
because I think they're clearly afraid of hawks.
Yeah.
They're going to come around if a hawk is there until they figure out it's plastic.
Right. Which I would see how long that would take, but I like the suggestion though.
Yeah. Try that out.
You could hang the hawk, like use a string and like hang it from a branch so it looks like it's flying.
And then there we go. We're getting creative.
Or another suggestion is a plastic owl. So some kind of dominant, like, predator bird.
Sure.
That's what you need.
It could be a lion. It could be any kind of plastic predator. Yeah.
Okay. I love all God's creatures, and I'm trying to be supportive of birds.
It does not sound that way.
No, my point is, he's too close. If he's a ways away and singing, it's not.
So you love all of God's.
The fan will drown out the sound, but he's too close to my window and it's too loud. And robins make a ton of noise and they don't shut up. That's the part I don't understand.
Hey,
they don't stop.
Mark and Ledoux has something for you. Okay. Hey, Mark.
Hey, you guys.
What's Scott got to do about his bird?
Scott, they're loud and obnoxious.
Uh-oh.
But there's stuff out there called Tanglefoot. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's a caulk that doesn't dry out. So what you do is you put a bead of it on your windowsill or whatever, wherever he's perching, and I guarantee you, after he gets his claws in it once, he's not coming back.
Oh.
I used to have a bird crash into my window on Conway Road every morning at 6 a.m.
What?
I swear.
I used to have a bird crash into my window every morning at 6 a.m.
Every morning, this thing hit the window thinking it was him on the other side, the mirror.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Thank you,
Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Tanglefoot.
What a stupid bird.
Now, the birds are really weird, though. My mom has a stalker. It's a bluebird stalker. And she said she put this bird feed out there that must have been like crack because the bird would fly to the window and sit on the windowsill and stare at her. And then she would move to the family room and the bird would follow her to the family room window. She would go to her bedroom and he would follow her to the bedroom window. I mean, it was a psychotic bluebird.
In Baldwin, Tony is with us on KMOX. Go ahead, Tony.
I have the time and true solution. Buy a cat.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, get a cat.
That's
Thank
a great
you, Tony.
Idea.
Okay. All right.
I do you want a cat?
No, I do not.
Well,
I had a cat.
When the cat gets the bird, then get a dog to take care of the cat.
I did. That's pretty sick, man. I had a cat for like 15 years. Unfortunately, I will never have another cat. I know that. I know the reason.
They stink.
Yeah, there's a lot of smell. A lot of things.
A pee-pee.
A lot of things about those.
It's the pee-pee.
So I guess, you know, I said I love all God's creatures. I guess that's really not
it's
true.
It's really not sounding like it at all.
Like
what
birds.
Do you like, Scott?
I like horses and dogs.
Get a horse.
You
maybe
do love
the
horses.
Horse will scare away the robin.
Somebody suggested that you just sit at the window and hoot at it.
I think that defeats the purpose of me sleeping.
No, just do it a few nights.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling the Robin is smart enough to know it's
all right.
He's like, that's that guy I've been annoying.
Try this.
Okay.
According to a texter, I had a problem with birds getting in my hanging baskets, so I was told to get something shiny like aluminum foil or something. So I wiped that up and I put it in my plants because they don't like the shininess of it.
Hmm.
So try that out.
I feel like it sounds dangerous to wrap a bunch of foil around a utility pole.
Well, don't do it in a utility pole. Yeah.
That's the problem with this one in particular is that it's on top of a utility pole.
Okay, what about a slingshot?
Oh.
And you just... You know,
same
you,
thing as the BB.
No,
it's
right.
firing
no, the BB,
rocks up
no,
in the air, they gotta come down.
The BB would hurt the bird more, but a slingshot would just... It would knock it over.
Yeah.
If you hit it.
That's very tempting, to be honest. I didn't think about slingshot.
Yeah, I think you should get a slingshot. It's 1:30. No one's walking around.
There's a part of me that wishes there was a camera in Scott's room, like his bedroom, so that we can see him when the bird starts going off.
Yeah.
And just I would love to see Scott like shoot a bird.
Yeah.
You probably drop a lot of F-bombs, don't you?
He's vulgar. Obscene.
I have been known bird. Every once in a while.
I think you should get a slingshot because I think that the rock won't kill the bird. It'll just knock it over. And at the very least, he's going to have to regroup.
This text message says, says you should slingshot a cat up there.
That's a great...
That's my favorite idea.
You know what? I bet the Team Redbird could give you one of those two, three-person slingshots.
Yeah, with a T-shirt
with
slingshot.
With a T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It could be me, you, and Ron, and we could hold the T-shirt slingshot.
call Megan Eberhardt. See, ask her if we can get one of those slingshots.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, the T-shirt slingshot. Yeah. We'll put a cat in there. It'll be a catapult. And you will fire it at the bird.
That's
done.
That All is right. amazing.
That's it. We've
catapulted.
We are 100% going to fire a cat up at the utility pole.
I feel like someone's mad now about cat.
We are total.
Cruelty.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if PETA's listening or not. We're gonna shoot that cat up into the sky.
Catapult.
It flies by, snags the robin. I believe I can fly.
Before we let you go, Scott, are you excited about Hard Knocks Buffalo Bills edition?
I guess. I don't know. I feel like maybe there's a jinx in there somehow.
Oh.
Didn't the Bears?
The Bears had theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had a bad coaching staff, and we knew that.
Yeah. Mm.
But this is the show. I'm looking forward to it because I can't wait until Josh Allen is exposed as a fraud.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, he's not a fraud.
I know what we're going to shoot the cat at after we get the bird.
That's right. He's the reason they're doing the show, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's a great guy. He really
is. You think Haley is going to be around?
Well, maybe that's, I don't know. I don't know if
it's going to be part of the show, I'm sure.
I don't know if she's, she hangs out at camp or not, but.
She's not a Jordan Hudson.
She seems pretty cool, too.
Another text message, Scott says, what you need to do, go to one of the local cannabis shops, get 50 milligrams of indica, and you won't even care what the bird does.
I thought somehow this was going to be like, give it to the bird.
I know.
Or?
That bird will not be, that bird will be so relaxed at 1:30 in the morning.
We're going to get letters.
The bird is getting high.
I knew.
And then it's like, I saw this cat fly by.
Generate discussion, this topic. I have stuff this weekend. For Roaming St. Louis, I went to the...
Oh, you want to tell us about it?
Bring it down. Yeah, bring it down a second. I went to the Economy Museum.
I'm glad we started with the birds.
No, it actually is. It's a cool place.
I went to the Museum of Finance.
Wow.
There were two CPAs there. It was so interesting.
Wow, look at all these graphs.
Boring.
You guys are killing.
The Economy Museum.
It's way better than it sounds.
This is a pie chart.
That's their slogan. The Economy Museum. It's way better than it sounds.
First of all, it's free.
Wonder why.
Economy Museum. I'm sure it is a lot of fun. And I'm sure the people who work there are awesome people.
It really is cool. I promise.
So, like, what is there? Here's a statue of a bear. Here's a statue of a bull.
No, it's interactive. So you can lift a gold bar.
You lift a gold bar?
If you need a little exercise.
Yeah. What does that have to
is there
with
a crash the economy room where you can go into it and implement tariffs? Can you do that? Economy museum.
It's at the Federal Reserve, which people should know about the economy, how it works.
We obviously don't.
I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole point. And especially kids. There's a lot of stuff for kids
Come
there.
Come on, kids! We're going to the economy museum!
Hey.
About the market.
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Tell you what, if you go to the economy museum, you'll sleep right through it. You'll get the sleep that you're missing because of the bird.
Because of the bird.
All right.
Oh, and Scott Chad Stumack,
oh,
by
Chad
the way.
Oh, Chad Stumack.
We're talking about walking.
Did you go to the walking museum, too?
Anyway. So.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. Three good things.
Scintillating radio, man.
And it's
radio,
at 6 a.m., too.
That's all I do.
6 a.m. walk.
Anyway, we're going to talk about finance, and then maybe we'll go for a walk. Gladys, are you in?
All right. Scott J. Gallup. Wait, the Sunday morning. Three good things, roaming St. Louis.
Sunday morning, you will be invigorated beyond belief.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
It's Scott Jago. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, I don't really know where to go from here. I feel like we peaked and it's only 10:23.
We could go walk into the economy museum. That's one thing we could do. There's an economy museum.
I know. I didn't know that. It's at the Federal Reserve, which makes sense, which is also very cool that we have one here. Speaking of money, though, I do want to say thank you to everyone who donated. KMOX.com/Red Cross. Let's hit 200,000. We are so close. $200,000 to those affected by the tornado, and all of the money that's donated through this link to the Red Cross, through the KMOX and Fox 2 partnership, all of that money stays local. It all stays local right here in St. Louis.
We are just over 183,000 wow. right now. So if we could get to 200 before the show is over at 12 o'clock, we will be very happy.
I know. I was trying to think of something fun. If we get to 2,000, I can't think of anything.
Oh, I'm out of fun. I am out of fun ideas.
I'm out of fun ideas.
I've done plenty. I think
we used them all up. They're all gone.
Yeah.
They've been like the robin on the utility pole. They have been shot down.
Yeah. We asked our Twitter users, our Twitter friends, you should follow us at Chris Amy KMOX. And it was an overwhelming vote in favor of me dressing up as the Pope at the Cardinals Sox game.
Yeah. But in abundance of caution, we're not going to do it. But
abundance of caution, because one person was very upset.
Well, but here's the thing, too, because I think it's important to note why. It's a thing now at the Sox games.
Yeah, they do it
because people are so excited that the new Pope is from the South Side. So I think there were like six popes in the bleachers a couple games ago. And then also, for people who don't know, Ranji has ties to the White Sox.
Yeah,
he was on their broadcast team for 10 years. So Ranji is a huge deal in Chicago.
Very big deal.
A very big deal in Chicago. Much bigger than he is here.
That's
everyone here is like, who's Ranji? Who's Chris Ranji? You know,
I kind of like to
Chris
keep it that
Ranji.
Way.
Who are you? Remember that guy? Remember that caller?
I do. It was a
I
lady.
I like you, Amy.
Yeah.
What about me? Who are you? But in Chicago, you guys, he's huge.
That's right.
And I'm so glad we got your KMOX and Amy and all the other people. They are very, very good. But
what do you think of me? You don't like me?
Who are you?
But he's huge in Chicago. So that's why the idea. We weren't trying to be disrespectful or anything. We just thought we would join in with the White Sox fun, but in an abundance of caution, we're not going to do that. So we got to think of something else because we would love to hit 200,000 in the next 90 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? Do it in spite of me.
Do it in spite of Chris Ranji.
If you hate me.
Oh my gosh, I have a great idea.
The more you donate, the more you hate me.
KMOX.com/Red Cross. I also have an idea. If you have really rich friends, give them a call. Say, listen, buddy, I know you. You can write a big old check. That's peer pressure.
I like that idea.
That might be rude. But I think peer pressure is good. If you donate $10, challenge someone else to donate 10 or whatever your number is.
Or threaten them.
I don't think you can threaten.
You can, I'll tell you what. You can threaten like in a very subtle way.
Jokey
where
way.
It doesn't seem like it's a threat. It's just implied.
Kind of like, I'd hate if that slingshotted cat made it over to your house.
Right? I cannot wait to slingshot that cat. I'll go over to Scott Jagow's house.
That was not our
to
idea.
Slingshot the cat up at the utility pole to get rid of the bird.
What if it's a fake cat? The bird doesn't know the cat's fake.
Yeah, we could do that too.
I think that might be the way to go.
All right.
And then the bird will just go, Anyway, we are very, very grateful because, again, it's so important. The community, St. Louis, is showing up for their neighbors, for the for the community, for all of those affected. As we talked to Michael, like, he has a family member who can't move back into her house for 4 months, but she's, you know, at least she has insurance. I mean, you know, it's so bad because so many people have nowhere else to go. They either don't have monetary safety nets, they may not have a social safety net or a family safety net that they can go to. So the Red Cross has hundreds of people in their shelters right now.
I was listening to an interview on Fox 2 today of a woman who did not have insurance and the house is gone. And she's somehow, and I'm so impressed with people who are able to have a positive attitude, even with all of that going on. And she said, you know, it was on our list of things to do, but we needed to pour every dollar we had into making the place livable. Mm-hmm. So she just couldn't afford insurance, it sucks. But I do know this, we are going to continue to help best we can. KMOX.com/Red Cross. Folks need your help. So every dollar you donate to us at KMOX.com/Red Cross will stay right here in St. Louis. It's Amy Markscores and Chris Ranji, City SC, with a game tomorrow. It's about time they win a game for once. It's been like forever. Ugh. Dale Schilly is the broadcaster, Y98, and the Academy Director. He joins us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That'll be this game's final act. Stevis's whistle does blow and the final score. Minnesota United 3, St. Louis City 2.
Well, it's been a while since City SC has brought us a victory. Why not tomorrow? Might as well be tomorrow. After losing to Minnesota 3-2 in the Open Cup on Wednesday, they got a match tomorrow. And we're looking forward to it. It'll be on Y98, and you should listen into it. And you'll be hearing this broadcaster. His name is Dale Shilley. He's part of the broadcast team with Joey Zanaboni. Also, the City SC's Academy Director as City gets ready for Colorado tomorrow. How's it going, Dale Shilley?
It's going well, but boy, too many of those endings.
Yeah,
too many of those highlight, or I don't want to say low-light endings that I'm listening to on the intro.
Why can they not hang on to a lead? What's the deal?
Yeah, we thought we were pushing this one across the line the other day, up 2-1 and down into the final, 10 minutes or so, and then Anthony Markanic scores two goals, of former player.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so why? Why is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, like, what? As the coach, I think I asked you this last time, like, what do you say? Everybody knows what they need to do. Everybody knows what they're not doing. There's not really much a coach can do at this point, right?
Yeah, it's a strange one. You know, we talked about it, you know, in the beginning, after a few games where it just felt like that when we were set up in a defensive structure, we were not going to create the chances we needed to score goals to win games. We were getting a lot of draws. Then we start putting a more attacking lineup on the field, and that created opportunities and goals. We got two the other night, but you give up three. So it's a hard balance, and you don't want to point at injuries and that, but it does. The lineup has been shuffled around, but we're short. We are and we're in the middle of three games a week for a couple of weeks, and go to Colorado and play in altitude. This is as big of a challenge as what we've had so far this year. It doesn't look great right now, although a couple of guys are starting to come back, which is cause for optimism. But it's been a tough grind.
Well, the roster is the roster. Is there something tactically they can do?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've messed a little bit on the defending side. We've messed a little bit on the attacking side. I will say that the other night, for the majority of the game, we played in a four-back system, so two center backs. For the majority of the year this year, we played with three center backs and a back five. Maybe that's something that Coach Olof is looking at for this weekend. I would think that based on the performance over the first 60 to 70 minutes, that would be a good move on his part. On the other side, I think we also have to say that Minnesota didn't start their top tier. I mean, they brought their top tier on, trying to save their legs for their upcoming game this weekend. And they were able, because of the victory on us on Saturday, they were able to rest some of their better players until they needed them, brought them on for the last 20 minutes of the game, and the game turned at that point. Even though we were ahead, we like to think it was because of structure and organization but also the fact is that, you know, they had their top five players waiting on the sideline to come in once they needed them.
Dale, as a coach, like if you were in this position, mm-hmm. like what could you do? Like, would you mentioned about a little bit pushing the more of an offensive approach and then taking a more defensive approach. Would you just shake it up completely and say, we're doing something completely different? What would you do in this spot?
Yeah, if it was me, and love it when you ask me it that way, Amy.
Well, this doesn't put you in a bad position, does
yeah.
it?
Dale, can I put you on the spot here?
What would you want me to do?
There you go. What I would do is I would continue in the four-back system that we played the other night. And I would start with defending higher up the field and really try to focus in on winning the ball in the middle third of the field and drawing a line with our back fours to keep the game nice and tight. let Roman Berkey step out of his net a little bit since he's so good with his feet, and let him start beyond the 18-yard line to deal with any balls that are getting played over the top and any through balls, that kind of stuff. And that way, when we win the ball, we can maybe counterattack and get forward and try to create some easier chances. It's a very difficult thing to try to create opportunities if you don't have a real sound defensive structure, not the type of defensive structure that keeps the other team away from the goal, but a defensive structure that sets you up a little bit higher up the field so you can get to the goal quicker, maybe create some opportunities that don't take 15 or 20 passes to get there. You can get there in 3 or 4. So that's where I would start right now. I would just try to move our – I would focus on the defending side, but I would start it higher up the field, and the defensive focus would be to create goals, not to prevent them.
Oh, so would you recommend giving up fewer goals?
My gosh. He's such a dork.
Yeah, yeah. That would be good because yeah. You're not going to win many when you give up three.
Okay.
Then we gave up three to Minnesota twice, and you're not going to win many games when you give up three goals.
Hey, Dale, we saw this with the Blues when Craig Berube was fired, and I love Craig Berube. That guy was so sad to mm-hmm. see him go. Jim Montgomery, also a great coach, but there is that new coach bump where you're kind of on a high because you have your new coach. We didn't really see that with City, or maybe I missed it and it showed other ways in the scoreboard, but what do you think, and are you kind of surprised we didn't see that like new coach bump?
Yeah, I would say mostly, Amy, you see the bump on the like a mid-season change.
Okay.
Because what happens is when a coach is hired in between seasons, he has a full preseason with the team. They've got a handful of games in the preseason. They've got a month to 6 weeks together.
There's
so
no real shock to the system.
That. I'm going
to
prove it to coach what I can do.
Yeah.
That's more of a mid-season situation or phenomenon than what you would see when you start the season off.
Gotcha. So what's the deal with this Colorado team, and is it possible we can win a game here?
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. When you walk into the Colorado Stadium, it's a difficult place to play because of altitude. When you walk into the stadium, you get off the bus, you walk down the hall and into the locker room, and they have a mural on the wall with the mountains and that kind of stuff. And then they have like a 2 or 3 sentence statement that says, "Welcome to Colorado. You are at 5,600 and whatever feet. And here are the signs that you're going to feel. Here's what you're going to feel physically when you start running in the altitude." And then they list out what you're going to start to feel. So they have 3 or 4 different of those signs and murals across the stadium where the visiting team gets to read them as they walk to the field, walk into their locker room, that kind of stuff. It's a tough place to play.
That's a
Colorado's
head game.
Decent. They're,
that's yeah. a head game, isn't it? They're putting that into your head just so you know. Hey,
yeah,
just, you're going to not
okay.
be able to breathe.
Sports question, sports guys. Yeah. This is the type of stupid debate I would have it like with my friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, you sit there for too long and you're just talking and arguing.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
We used to go there all the time and have like, could we beat Kentucky in basketball if they had slippery socks and oven mitts on? Like that type of argument. So it is hard to play basketball in slippery socks. But Dale, like... And Ron, you chip in. Going to Colorado to play, all the pro teams do it. Soccer, football, basketball, hockey, baseball. Which one do you think is the toughest to play at elevation? Which one do you feel it the most?
Yeah, I would think soccer and basketball would have to be the two that would, although hockey, man, but they're on for short stints. Mm-hmm. My guess would be hockey and soccer.
Well,
do you think?
I would say soccer because it's the summer. I would have said football, except it is in the winter and
they get oxygen.
I think there's more. They get oxygen on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't there more oxygen, like a higher concentration of it when it's colder?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
I think you still feel elevation in the cold.
Well, yeah, of course you still feel it.
But maybe that makes sense. And I would say this. Like,
I think you can handle it better if it's cool.
A lot of like runners, right, train at elevation, but they don't sprint at elevation because you can't do it. It doesn't do anything for the system. You can't breathe. And if soccer is both endurance and sprinting, and obviously hockey is sprinting, basketball. But, man, that would be tough. Yeah. I don't know which one's the toughest to play.
Yeah. It is hard, though. I mean, we saw it the first year we were out there. The first 20 minutes, we were really good. Hmm. We were ahead in the game. And all of a sudden, at the 20-minute mark, you could just see the guys completely lose their legs. Hmm. And it took a while for them to find them back again. I remember Roman being unbelievable in goal in that game. And I can't recall whether we won the game 1-0 or they scored late. But Roman had to stand on his head to help us get the point or the win because the guys just lost their legs. So it's very difficult, but we'll see. We'll see how we hold up and if we can adjust.
What's happening with City SC Academy?
You know, it's been a strange situation in that we haven't had games we didn't have a game last week, and we don't have games this week. So it's been quiet, but teams are doing well. We've had three of the four teams, well, actually all four teams make the playoffs. Two of the teams have qualified for nationals. We have one more team that is currently in first place in their conference. So they get a result here next weekend, and they'll qualify for nationals. So it's been good from a team perspective, and a number of the guys are now jumped up into the two-team program, playing and getting minutes with the second team. Second team's doing well. Had a good win against Minnesota last week, and they play Portland tonight here at the stadium for the two-team.
Dale Shilley. As always, we appreciate your time. We expect a win tomorrow. So next week we can talk about that win.
We will deliver, and hopefully we get to hear a different ending to the game from Joey.
I know. He is distraught.
Yeah.
He's so sad.
Yeah. Poor guy. When the game is
all
over.
Right. Well, thank you.
And when the game is over and he makes that final call, does he put his head in his hands and just sit there for a moment?
Yeah, and he's down on his knees and his head's on the countertop.
Yep.
Oh, that's awful. That's worse than I thought.
He just says, let me lie down for a minute.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Dale Shilley.
All right. Thank you.
Dale is the City SC Academy Director, and you can hear him and Joey Zanaboni on the call tomorrow as City SC takes on Colorado 8:30. They get started on Y98. It's the Chris and Amy Show. Did you see this? Next.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Hey, Ranj. I don't know if you saw this, but a Colorado man is suing the Colorado Rockies, the baseball team, after he was hit in the right eye while watching a game against the Yankees. So the lawsuit has two claims. The first one is that the stadium's architectural elements make it impossible to see the ball flying towards him, so that's poor design. The second claim is that the Rockies are so bad
that they are
so
hurting
boring,
his feelings. Yes.
No, that fans physically cannot pay attention, and that's why he got hit, because it says you need to pay attention, and part of his argument is no fan can pay attention because the team is so bad. And that's why he got hit in the head with the baseball.
That's actually quite clever.
It's
and
hilarious.
I hope he wins. I hope he wins a considerable amount of money. Because there's no excuse for them to be that bad. There's no excuse for them. There's no excuse for the Pirates to be historically bad. The Sox are, look, they last couple of years have been awful, but they do have still competitive teams. But what the Pirates and the Rockies and the A's have done to their fan bases over the years is just, it's criminal.
It's bad.
Absolutely criminal.
Quick update, too, on my the Wiener Mobile race that I told you about. So, obviously, Memorial Day weekend is the Indy 500. Well, before the Indy 500, they're going to have the Weenie 500.
Oh.
So, the Weenie 500 will be, they call it hot dog supremacy on the line. Each Wiener Mobile will represent a different hot dog. You'll have the New York dog, the slaw dog from the southeast, the chili dog from the south, the chai dog from Chicago.
Yeah.
Would it be called a chai dog? The Seattle dog and the, oh my gosh, what's a Sonoran dog from the southwest?
I have no idea.
Never heard of a Sonoran dog. I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Anyway.
That'll be fun. The you mentioned the Indy 500.
Yeah.
Did you see Joseph Newgarden, who has won the Indy 500 before?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a big Indy car person. Yeah. I don't know the technical aspects of it, but they do the assessment of the cars before the race happens to make sure they're all good. And they haven't done anything to them they're not supposed to do to give a competitive advantage. Well, there was some sort of modification they did on the vehicle, on the car, and they have been, Joseph Newgarden has been put in 32nd place. So he's way back in the field as a punishment because there was an illegal modification that took place. All right. So that's okay. I'm guessing that happens a decent amount, whatever. But he did the press conference because they had the media day yesterday, and he refused to talk about it. He said, I'm not going to talk about the modification. I'm here to talk about the race. Like, all right, bro. No, you can't just bypass that. You can't just pretend like that didn't happen. It doesn't matter if you were aware of it or if your team did it without your knowledge, whatever. You got to address things like that because people who are fans of yours or fans of the sport are going to want to know why and how that happened.
That's interesting.
You don't get to not talk about stuff.
Yeah, because I guess technically he could say, listen, this happened and, you know, we found out about it, or I didn't know, but we found out, and I'll be serving the penalty. End of story, right?
That's some real, I'm not here to talk about the past stuff.
You know what it reminds me of? Jordan Hudson. We're not talking about this. Maybe she was back there.
Maybe she's advising him.
Could be.
Well, I would advise him not to take her advice.
Yeah, I don't think taking her advice is a good thing at all.
Amy, did you see that we are now up to, let's see, I'm going to refresh, $185,600 in our efforts to raise money for the tornado relief. And if you go to KMOX.com/Red Cross, you can donate there. We want to get to 200,000 today.
We only have an hour left. Well, no, we want to get to 2,000 before our show's over.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We only have an hour left. But here's the thing, in all seriousness, because like I said, the tornado was a mile wide. It was on the ground for 23 miles. It was an EF3 in North City. So many homes had their roofs, their second stories blown off, just completely ripped off. And the homes, which now they look unlivable, but a lot of those homes were inherited. They were passed down.
Right.
So not only did some of these families, a lot of them, not have insurance, but they're still living there. Well, you remember the inspections have been taking place over the past couple of days with FEMA and all of this and the safety. So there are little red stickers that you put on the home saying, you can't go in this home. It's too dangerous. Well, these red stickers are going on homes where people still live and have nowhere else to go. And so you're talking about people who not only were they staying in a home that has no roof, that has no windows, maybe the wall was blown out, so unsafe anyway, but they want to stay with their belongings to make sure what they have isn't stolen or ruined. Now they're being told they legally have to get out of the home because they're not safe. It could mean that some of those homes are going to be condemned. There is so much need. It's astronomical, the need. There are so many people in need of help, in need of shelter. And so again, KMOX.com/Red Cross. Every little bit helps, and all of the money donated through this link will stay in St. Louis.
And by the way, the building division is doing damage assessments on buildings, and they're putting labels on them, either green, red, or yellow. Red means severe structural damage. Green means little to no structural damage. They're also trying to quash rumors that the placards that they are putting on these homes is official documentation to remove people from their homes. That's not what is happening right now. So that's not what they're going to do. I mean, I think eventually they're probably going to have to go through and say this is livable or not.
It's not safe to live in. Yeah, right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not being forced out of your home. The city of St. Louis wants people to know that. At the moment, this is a really bad thing. And So far, the entire region has done well to come together and donate. So continue to do so. KMOX.com/Red Cross. I had a couple of weddings where kids weren't allowed, and I got one coming up where kids aren't allowed. We'd like to know what you think about that. Amy Marks Kors and I have thoughts. That's next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.